I'm Yvonne Archer and this is London Life from bbclearningenglish.com. Hello. In today's programme, we're talking about friendliness on London's tubes. Is there any?
BBC Learning English. Everyday English, every day.
As you probably know, the tube is also known as the underground because the trains run on tracks which are mainly under the ground or streets. There's usually nothing to see out of the windows unless we stopped in a station, and many people read books or newspapers. But talking is not the done thing. Now, sadly, this lack of friendliness on the tube is something that tourists to London notice very quickly. So, why aren't people friendlier towards each other? What reasons do these three American tourists give?
There's not really any reason to talk to anyone.
I think it's because it's too loud.
It just doesn't feel like the right thing to do.
The first tourist said that passengers don't have any real reason to talk to each other, so talking isn't necessary. And perhaps you agree. After all, we live in a noisy world, so should we be pleased that we don't have to listen to other people's voices on the tube?
There's not really any reason to talk to anyone.
Our second tourist gave us a more practical reason, which actually makes sense to me. Do you remember what she said?
I think it's because it's too loud.
Tube trains are so noisy inside that perhaps passengers don't bother to talk to each other, because it's difficult for them to hear what's been said. I know that's true for me some of the time. Now let's hear from our third tourist, who talked more about how people feel when they're on the tube.
It just doesn't feel like the right thing to do.
We heard there how talking on the tube doesn't feel like the right thing to do. So he would feel uncomfortable if he talked to strangers on the tube. As we know, most people like to fit in and behave like the other people around them. So if Londoners aren't talking to each other on the tube, why should tourists? And this Englishman agrees. He'd never talk to strangers on the tube and doesn't believe that others should either.
Never. I mean, I wouldn't have, and I have no reason to. We're English.
It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way here. I think they need to know that.
Oh dear. Luckily, not all English people feel that way.
BBC.
LearningEnglish.com.
Now, as a Londoner, when I'm on a busy tube train, a little smile, or a quiet good morning, or even a short polite comment from another passenger on how full the tube is can really help to brighten my day. Perhaps because it's so unexpected. So, how are those friendly people seen on the tube? Listen out for the noun this London-based traveller uses as she tries to answer the question, why aren't we more friendly on the tube?
I don't know. I suppose there's nothing to say to other people on the tube, and then you come across like a weirdo if you start talking to anybody about anything.
Did you catch the noun she used there? Yes, it was a weirdo, which is a rather rude way to describe someone who we find strange, odd, or different from most other people. In her opinion, if we start talking to other tube passengers, we could come across like, give the impression that we're weirdos.
I don't know, I suppose there's nothing to say to other people on the tube, and then you come across like a weirdo if you start talking to anybody about anything.
But there's one man who decided to risk coming across as a weirdo on the tube when he tried to share his sweets. Steve called BBC Radio London's breakfast show and explained to Jono and Joe, the show's presenters, what happened as a result. Was it good or bad? During his phone call, Steve uses the phrase absolutely packed to describe the tube he was on. Try to work out what he means by that.
Yeah, I once got on a tube and it was absolutely packed. Mm. And I had a packet of opal fruits on me.
Yes.
And I turned around to everybody and said, oh, anybody fancy an opal fruit? And then I sang the jingle.
Oh.
Opal fruits made to make him
happy. Oh, I'd fall in love with you if you did that.
The whole tube went completely quiet.
Oh. Poor Steve. His tube was absolutely packed, so it was extremely full of passengers. But they greeted his offer with total silence. As he put it, they went completely quiet. So they probably thought that Steve was a weirdo. Luckily, one passenger did accept a sweet from Steve, but after that, Steve was so embarrassed that he decided to get off the tube, even though it wasn't his stop. So, was Steve wrong to be friendly on the tube? I wonder about his singing. Perhaps that was a little bit weird.
BBC. BBC. LearningEnglish.com.